Kick-Ass Vets, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is episode 23 of Kick-Ass Vets podcast. Today, we are talking about how Kick-Ass Vets discuss mistakes with owners. So as we've chatted about before in our podcasts and our blogs, we are all at some point going to make a mistake in our careers. As vets, it's inevitable. It might be a big mistake, but it might be a small mistake. But at some point, you're going to screw something up. You are human, and that's just inevitable. The thing is, you're not alone. We're all going to do it. So check out our podcasts and our blogs about M&M rounds and recovering yourself after a medical mistake to address how to recover in terms of your team. So M&M Rounds talks about how to address medical mistakes with your colleagues and as a medical team. And Recovering Yourself After a Medical Mistake talks about how to deal with those emotions for yourself and how you personally recover after you've made a mistake. This podcast is going to chat about how we discuss with owners that we've made a mistake. And this can be one of the most daunting, terrifying, awful conversations that you will have to have in your career. You know, having to call an owner and tell them that their beloved pet and family member is no longer with us and has died, either because of something with their case or a mistake that you've made, is a terrible, terrible experience. And it's terrible for multiple reasons. A, you're terrified about any litigation and you're scared of what's going to happen as a repercussion for yourself. You're also upset about having made a mistake and having lost a patient, because we all love and care about every single one of our patients. So we're grieving ourselves for that loss. Then we're having to also grieve and be upset that we've made that owner upset. And also our team. It's a very emotional, difficult time and a difficult conversation. So this podcast is just going to talk about how to talk to owners. Be aware, there are going to be owners that no matter what you do are going to attack you and be mean, be aggressive. Sometimes even if your mistake is that you cut a nail too short. What we're going to talk about today are the majority of cases when a very large mistake has been made, in particular when lives have been lost. The biggest thing that I would say that is the most helpful in terms of preventing litigation, but also more importantly helpful in terms of grieving and healing, is to show your emotion to the owner. When something terrible happens, we feel that we need to buck up and be strong. The reality is, if you shut yourself down, you're going to come off as cold to that owner and they're going to think that you don't care. And that's going to make everything worse. When terrible things happen, don't be afraid to show your emotion. See that you're grieving and that you're genuinely sad and that you genuinely care about that loss. You know, probably not as much as they do, but significantly. A lot of times lawyers, if mistakes are made, lawyers will say, don't say anything. The problem is that silence or lack of communication, or communication that's not heartfelt, will seem cold and makes that owner feel distanced. It drives a wedge between you and that owner and the relationship you have. Also, delays in communication time allow that owner to kind of build this story in their head about what happened. They think you're lying to them. They think that you're hiding information and that's why you're not talking to them. Call the owner right away. Don't wait. You know, how much information you disclose is going to be up to you and depends on the situation, what state you're in, all of those things. But try to talk to the owner and show them your emotion and show them right away and keep them informed along the process, because then they're not going to feel like you don't care or are cold or are trying to hide things. The next thing that's really important is to acknowledge the owner's emotions. You know, don't try to make them feel like they can't grieve or can't cry or can't be upset. When you've given them that news, give them time to process, give them time to grieve. you know, don't say anything for a minute. Just sit there. If they want to cry, if they want to yell, that's okay. You know, don't let them be abusive to you, but they're going to need to grieve and acknowledge to them, say, I know this sucks. I know it's awful. And we'll talk about saying sorry later, but you know, if you can say sorry. And, you know, you can say things like, are you okay? Do you have questions? Is it okay for me to give you information? What information do you want to know? Let the owner have their emotion, acknowledge their emotions, and let them direct that conversation into how much information they want. Another thing that's really important is to answer questions fully and honestly. You know, once again, in our litigious world, it can be scary and you can be afraid of being sued, especially if you did make a mistake. The best, statistically, your best chance of not being sued is by saying sorry and being honest about exactly what happened. That statistically is going to be your best chance. The reality is, in some states, provinces, countries, saying sorry can be an admission of guilt, so that can increase your liability and your chance of being sued. And by being honest, if you have made a mistake and you admit that to the owners, then you are going to increase your vulnerability in terms of a legal suit. However, being honest, admitting guilt, acknowledging what your part in the scenario was and saying sorry statistically is going to decrease your likelihood of being sued. People most often sue and pursue lawyers because they want to get to the truth. They feel like they've been lied to. They feel like they've been deceived. So if you can be open and honest and let them know exactly what's going on, then you're going to help in that circumstance. Also, a lot of times these mistakes are really, you know, they're not necessarily true mistakes, but are adverse outcomes of a situation, in which case you're not really liable. It's just a bad thing happened and statistically it's going to happen, but it's rare. Well, rare things unfortunately do happen. So being very open and honest is going to be helpful, especially in those circumstances. Don't give owners any reason to feel that you're hiding anything from them or trying to deceive them, because that's when they're going to try to pursue legal action and that's when they're going to start to hate you and villainize you. Things that people typically want to hear are an acknowledgement of guilt or your part in the scenario. They want to hear that you are truly sorry. As I mentioned before, depending on where you live, saying sorry can be an admission of guilt or not. A lot of states and provinces have made legal rules so that you can say sorry without it implying guilt. But you have to decide for yourself whether or not that's something that you're going to do. But I would say if you can say sorry, you know, take a note from us Canadians. It's the best way to go. The other thing that people want is they want to make sure that this is never going to happen again. So show them, let them know there's going to be an investigation into what happened. There's going to be a review and we're going to figure out what caused this mistake and we're going to make policy changes so that this mistake doesn't happen again. And once you've made those policy changes, update them and say, okay, these are the policies where things fell through. These are the changes that we've made. Most people just want to make sure that that's never going to happen again to another animal. They want that scenario in their life to have had a purpose. So acknowledging that, you know, you played a part in this, saying sorry and telling them that there's going to be policy changes and being open and honest, those are your best ways of A, not being sued, B, being open and true to your clients and to the animal, and also in the grieving process of everyone moving forward. The other question is about compensation. So on the medical side, they have switched over, a lot of hospitals have switched over to acknowledging guilt and offering compensation when people's lives have been affected. So, you know, if it's a situation where a true mistake has been made, ask the owner, what can we do to make you feel better? What can we do to fix this? I know we can never fix it completely, but what can we do that will make you feel that and make you understand that we are truly sorry and want to make amends for this? And listen to their answer. you know, a lot of times, you know, sometimes it's going to be money. They'll want money. Sometimes people are just going to be super angry and they're going to want to just slander you no matter what you say. Sometimes they're going to want a public apology. But a lot of times when you ask them truly what they want, they'll realize they just want to be heard and they just want to know that it's not going to happen again. But realistically, you need to ask them that and then see if you can provide that compensation. The other thing, of course, is records. Make sure that you have clear, organized records for every single case. You know, you can do this now before mistakes happen so that when there's risks of procedures and adverse events happen, they've been aware of those mistakes. And also, when a mistake has happened, make sure your records are very clear and detailed about exactly what happened so that you can share that with owners so they don't feel like you're hiding things and lying to them. A lot of times people will ask for a copy of the records and, you know, lawyers may recommend not to do it, so you might want to listen to your lawyer. But if you can share that with them, you can show them that you're not trying to deceive them. You're not trying to hide anything from them. You are trying to be open and honest and make them part of the process. So that's really important. So in summary, you know, when you lose a patient in veterinary medicine, there's three victims. There's the pet, there's the owner, but there's also the veterinarian is that's involved in that case and all of the team members involved in the case. So when you can be open and honest, when you can show your emotion, and when you can improve that communication with the client, you go a long way in the healing process of both the owner and the medical team. So it's really helpful to try to bridge that gap and find that level of mutual understanding between the vet and the owner, because that's really going to help you through that process. It's not easy. It's challenging. It sucks. It's going to be one of the hardest things that you do in your career. But like I said, you're not alone. People have been there. If this happens to you and you need help or need someone to talk to your mentors. You can always contact us through www.kickassvets.com. You can check out our consulting. You can send us an email and we're always happy to help and chat and be there. And remember, always advocate for yourself because you're the only one that will. Thank you for tuning in and we'll see you next time.